Delegations from more than 50 Islamic states concluded a three-day meeting in Tehran today. The Islamic Conference was organized to discuss, among other things, the threat of terrorism and the future of U.S.-occupied Iraq, which was not represented at the meeting. NPR's Ivan Watson is in the Iranian capital. And Ivan, what was the outcome of the meeting?
Robert, the member states issued a joint statement. They called it the Tehran Declaration. First and foremost, it promised to continue combating terrorism. But at the same time, the Islamic countries expressed concern over what they called Islamophobia. They're saying discrimination against Muslims, automatically associating the Islamic religion with terrorism. They condemned the continued occupation of Palestinian territories by Israel, and they called on the United Nations and the international community to help Iraq create a democratic government. They called also for an end to the occupation of Iraq. And that leads to the final point. They repeatedly rejected what they called unilateralism. I believe that was referring to the United States and criticism of the way it conducted the war in Iraq.
Now, this meeting coincided with a flurry of U.S. complaints about the host country, Iran. Washington accuses Iran of harboring al-Qaeda members and also of trying to obtain nuclear weapons. How is Iran responding to the charges?
The Iranian government has repeatedly rejected charges that it is harboring al-Qaeda members. It says that it has actually captured and deported hundreds of al-Qaeda members since the Afghan war, and repeated the fact that several new al-Qaeda members are currently in Iranian custody. The Iranian foreign minister, he spoke at a press conference today and could not name any names of those people, saying they're still investigating these al-Qaeda suspects. He then reversed the charge and accused the U.S. of not being serious about combating terrorism, referring to Mujahideen Khalq, that's an Iranian exiled opposition group based in Iraq. At the beginning of the Iraq War, the U.S. bombed several Mujahideen Khalq bases in Iraq. The U.S., since the war, has been negotiating with the organization. I passed one of those bases last week in Iraq, and I saw U.S. troops outside the base. They said that the American troops were there to help protect the Mujahideen Khalq base from any outside possible attacks.
This week, American officials also said that they had seen an increase in Iranian activity in neighboring Iraq. And Secretary Rumsfeld said that Washington will not tolerate any interference in Iraq. What was Tehran's response to that?
Well, the foreign ministry says that they are not sending any agents into Iraq. What is simply happening is that Iraqis who'd been living in exile in Iran are just returning home, and they cannot stop these people from going back. They said that the U.S. is scapegoating Iran simply because U.S. forces cannot bring security back to Iraq. Today, the Iranian foreign minister, he challenged the U.S. to organize a referendum in Iraq, and he claimed that the U.S. probably would not go for that, saying that the U.S. intends to stay in neighboring Iraq for a long time to come.
Thank you, Ivan.
Thank you, Robert.
NPR's Ivan Watson speaking to us from Tehran.